Okay, we're up to the Memches. Yeah, Memches of Aleph. We're talking about over here that if somebody brought in without permission, brought his cow into somebody else's courtyard without permission, so then if he caused damage, he's responsible, and if his animal gets damaged, it's too bad. According to the Rebbe, it's only if he got the permission, then according to Rabbanan, the Balabas is responsible for everything. The Balabas of the courtyard is responsible that if his animal damages the animal that was brought in, Balachotz is responsible. And if the animal causes damage, Balachotz is responsible for everything. And according to Rabbi, only if he spells it out. Amar Rabbi says, Rabbi, Hechnis Shoyre Lechotz Balabai Shaloi Bashus. Let's say if Reuben brought his animal into Shimon's yard without any permission, the chafa by bayres sheikh and amayres, and he dug over there. Reuven's cow dug a number of holes inside Shimon's yard. Bal hasher chayeb niske chotzer for the damage caused to the chotzer. Then Reuven, the owner of the shayr, has to pay for it because his animal caused all kinds of damage here without permission. But if anybody then subsequently falls into these pits, the owner of the yard is responsible. Ubal chotzer chayeb niske haboy. Why? Because he should have fixed him up. Now that he knows that he's there, he should have fixed him up. And we're talking about he made it hefker afterwards. And before he made it hefker, he should have covered up all the holes and not leave the holes lying there. Afagav, even though the Amar, we learned ki yichre ishboi v'loi shoiboi, that if your shoiboi digs a hole in the middle of the ground in the street, if somebody falls in, you're not responsible, so why over here are you responsible? Hoche kivin di islei leheich l'mului, since this field is private, I owned it at the time when this guy sure dug the holes. And I then subsequently made it hefker. Before I made it hefker, I should have fixed it up and covered them up. And I didn't fill them up. Is commanded kariya dummy, just as if I dug these holes as well. And that din in the Torah, ish ki yichibar, v'lo yishar, so in the middle of the street. It never belonged to anybody. Bamarava din number two. Hechni shayde lechotze balabai shalavashos. Reuven brought his shayde into the courtyard of Shimon without permission. Vehizik is balabayis. And the animal caused damage to the balabas. To Shimon. Oi, balabayis, who's the boy? So Reuven's animal was there without permission, and Reuven's animal caused damage to Shimon. Or the balabas, who's the boy? The balabas himself got hurt by it. He slipped on it. Chayiv, then Reuven is responsible. These animals without permission. Rovats, if Reuven's animal was lying there, and while he was lying there, that's what we want to think right now, he broke Kalim, or potted. And while he was there, he broke things, or people slipped on it, on him, is the Baba slipped on him, potted. Because Reuven's animal lied down, suddenly Reuven is no longer responsible. He had no right to be there. Rovat means she hid galim, that he excreted, defecated dung. The nitfilu kelish balabais. These galim that he put out on the ground, once it's sitting on the ground, it's like boir. And we know the rule by boir is while the animal is doing something and it causes damage, that's shoyt. And shoyt, you're responsible everywhere on anything. But if it's after it's lying on the ground, that dung, then that dung gets treated like boir. And by boir, we have a rule. So if the dung causes damage to kalim, to clothing or vessels, you're potter. And therefore, we need to kalish a balabai, is to have a galim boir. So this dung is considered boir. We don't find the boir is chayiv anywhere kalim.
What's it?
What? Dung. Dung is defecated or kalim. Dung is defecation. What is it? That's what the animal did. Animal produced.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry, I just
manure.
Yeah, manure.
So forgot all did the kelim get damaged?
Afterwards. No, Rabbi said shayr. Afterwards, sure, it's shayr or shayr, depending how it happened. Talking about vayte, is honicha. Rashi is over here that this is all talking about Kalim, but if the person, the Balabas himself, would have got hurt on it, he would have been responsible for it. Because only by a boy, only in the Shusarabim, do we say a boy by Shusarabim is Shoivala Adam. But if it's in a private property, that afterwards you made Hefker, or if it's a private property, then in a private property we don't say, even though it's treated like boy, but not as far as when it comes to an Adam. Okay, and the reason is because by a boy, when you dig a boy in the street, the hole doesn't belong to him, so on and so forth. But over here, it's a private property, so he should have been careful. You had no right to bring your animal to my property to dig a hole, and I got hurt. So you're chayv on the other. This all makes sense. According to Shmuel, who Shmuel holds, I want that even though you weren't mafkirid, it's boyd. I'm a cultic color boyd. Regardless, if you make put it to color in the street, whether it's in the street or whether it's a private property, it's boyd. Okay, makes sense. That's why I'm a chai for the kelim. El Rav, Rav says the only time it's boyd is if you make it ownerless. But if it's still your, if you still own that pit, if you still own the whatever it is that you're causing stumbling blocks, it's not boyd. It's shoyd. A shtreichel, yeah. What are you going to say then? Why is it lechayda? Why are you put for the kelim? And the mother Amri, we say, "Stam galim mafkuri mafkulu." Any balabos would have been mafkir that manure, and therefore the dung, and therefore there's no. Everyone agrees, boy. Din number three. Vamar Rava. Rava says further. Nichnis lechatzah balabayis. So Reuven's animal went into the chatzah balabayis up mission. Vehizik as balabayis, and it caused damage to the balabos. And we don't care whether it's intentional or it's not intentional, but he did it deliberately. Oi, balabai, huzik boy. Or the animal was standing still in one place, and the balabas of the property who owns it, and you had Reuven's permission with Shimon, the balabas of the property, tripped over it. You know, by the so animal didn't do anything, just stood in one place. Chai, regardless. Sorry? First one, the animal went out and caused damage. Second one, the animal was standing in one place, and the balabas went there and tripped over it and caused damage.
No, because the first one is if the person himself comes in.
Yeah, and he caused damage to the balabas, yeah. Himself. The first one is that the person caused damage. The other one is that he was standing in one place, and the balabas tripped over him.
This third Vamara of Nichnas is the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all individual. It's not his animal.
Yeah. Chayiv. He's Zeke Balabayas. If the Balabayas caused damage to the person when it entered the Rav Shosh Ruvain, but Shimon is put. When do we say this din of Lava Yod Bey that Shimon and Ruvain existed? I will have a Yod Bey, but if he knew existed, his Zeke Balabayas, even though Ruvain had no right to be there, it doesn't give Shimon the right to go ahead and cause damage to Ruvain. My time is Dumble and he is Lashos Lafuka, you have Lashos to throw me out. Allah Zuki Lashos, you know that I'm here, you have no right to cause me damage.
Into his workshop?
Yeah, we had a boy in his workshop. If he had to just to be there, if he didn't have just to be there. We're not talking about boy, we're talking about the person himself.
Yeah, but no, but hang on, but you know,
the
individual goes into the
Nagas. There was a boy in that Nagas store.
It's not because he's done it out of his work or whatever.
No, we're not talking about the person, the people themselves doing damage. Here we're talking about you knew, the Shimon, the Balbos in the field knew. The Balbos, there also, the owner of the store caused damage to the person coming in.
Right.
Here's the other way around. You came in without a shoes and I trip over you. If I knew that you, or I kicked you and I hurt you. If I knew that you were there, I had no right to do that. Vozo Tamayu and La Papa and Rava both are consistent. Lama Rava, Vitem La Papa, one of them, Shneyem Bereshus, both people, let's say the Shus Rabbi, two people have been Shus Rabbi, or Lechatzah Shutfim, or he gave permission. Shneyem Shalai, both of them are equal. Either equally they both have a right to be there, or equally both don't have a right to be there. Let's say they're both running into the Shus Rabbim, you don't have a right to run into the Shus Rabbim ever, except Erev Shabbos, we learned before. Is Hiziku Zezeh, if they cause damage deliberately to each other, or proactively, not deliberately, proactively with each other, doesn't matter if it's intentional or not intentional, Chayobin, they're responsible, because when it comes to a person being Mazik, we don't care whether it's Maskav or Amoskav. It's chayav, so they're both chayav. What about not that they proactively hurt each other, even unintentionally, but it was passively they would hurt each other between the pot. Time, but the only reason they both have permission, or both of them did not have permission. They won't have permission to be there, like the owner of the field, Shimon. And Reuven had no permission to be there. The Bishus, the one who did the Bishus, Potter. Shimon, who did the Bishus, is Potter for everything. And Shalev is the one who's there without Bishus, Chai for everything. Then the Mishnah said, not for the boy. If an animal falls into a boy, Vihivish, and he made the water smelly, terrible, Maimo, he ruined all this guy's water, Chai is responsible. If it happened, Bishas Maisa. Omar Rabbi Loich, Shana Loshi, Hivish Bashas, Phil Hemishas Mises, so Churney, you're responsible. Abu Lacher, Phil, if it happened after the animal was lying there for a while and then over time, the water started to have a terrible odor, Potter, my time of Havi Shoyboy. Once, if the damage happened while the animal fell, that's right. But if the animal was lying there for a while, then it turned into a damager, that's Boyd, sitting there, it's a Mirshal. And Boyd, we have a rule that Shoyboy Adon Chamer Le Kalim, and water's for the Kalim. Umayim Kalim, and Mayim Le Kalim. Every single object is called Kalim. And you're not chayiv in a Boyd for object. For Lame, but see, the Boyd is chayiv, but it can't be chayiv Kalim. This all makes sense. Much more than this is a boy, because Shmuel holds that even in private property, Shmuel holds that whether it belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you. If you have a mitchel, it's boy, fine. So boy with the kalim. To call a boy. El Rav Rav says the only time you have boy if you made it hefke, it's done. But at the mafkele, you make it hefke. Ma'ikel and meimer. This is sure. Why is he responsible for the water that they ruined? It's not boy. El Yidman Hachim. This is how Amar Rav says Rav. Lo Yishano. This is not talking about El Shehevi Shmegufay. This is all talking about that the animal generated this terrible odor from itself. For example, the animal itself was full of dirt and mud and everything else. And the longer it sits in the water, the more mud full of the animal and ruins the water. Avol hevish merecha, but let's say it's only the odor of the animal. Then we say pata ya pata. Why? Because this is something derech mele, and therefore it's grama. And grama by nezikin is pata. You're only a cause. My time a grama almo mechayvi. Rabbi Moide, you're pata because this is you're only a grama. You're only a cause. Hoya avi if let's say the animal fell down on your and the Shimon's father or brother was inside the boy and Reuben is responsible and you pay kaif. First, I'm going to ask a question. What kind of kaif? If I'm a tamu, the first time you kill, you don't pay kaif only the fourth time. Rabbi Moide lipol al bnei adam bebeidus. He has a habit of jumping on top of people standing in the bar. So therefore he's a mood for that. For the mother, he should have been killed then. Ask Ihachi Bak Tolu, why was an animal killed? Even the first time he jumped, he fell down, he should have been killed. Because the time gets killed. How do you ever get to become a mood? So by the Gichas, we said that he ran away. Remember we said before about Gichas, how is it possible three times a mood? Because he ran away, or because we don't know, recognize which trait it is, we just say we know one of your stock. Or we had Maisa Zayman, all that kind of stuff. But here the animal stuck inside the bar. So we know exactly which animal it is. Didn't run away. Why didn't they just kill it? Why did they pull it out of the bar and give it another chance?
So when the show falls in...
Yeah, can't get out of the show.
Yeah, but when it falls in, it does the damage.
Kill the person. Why didn't we kill it? Kill the father or the son? Why didn't we kill straight away? You know what I'm talking about here? The Chaza Yeroika, it's so green and it's so vegetable. When he jumped in, he goes into frenzy when it sees food. It happened to be a person there. So he had no intention to fall in and no intention to jump on the person there. But the fourth time, you pay kaifer. And even though we don't kill the animal, we had a rule before, if you don't kill the animal, you don't pay kaifer. That's only by shayt. But since this is not shayt anymore, this is like shen. By Shen, you do. When do we make this link between Kaifer and if the animal gets killed, it's only by Shoyt? Bala Shoyt, you know, says that the Shoyt, the Bala Shoyt gets killed, and so on and so forth. So we suckle, suckle. So we say, when you pay Kaifer, only we suckle, suckle. That's only by Shoyt, not by Shen. This is Shen. He jumped in order to eat his vegetables. So therefore, you pay Kaifer. Shmuel says, Haman, there is a glue. Shmuel gives another answer. There's a glue. Dom, Tam, Mishan, Chalif, Takas, a Tam. Forget about Mu is a Tam, but he holds a Tam, pays half a Kaifer. Ulama Rabbi Yisrael Gluli here. This Rabbi Yisrael Gluli. A different Rabbi Gluli. The Amar hold. Krab Tarfen Keren Bechatzer Hanizik. Granted, this is Keren. He taka wanted to kill the people, but in the Shus Hanizik, Nezik Shalom Mishalom. You pay Nezik Shalom. So he holds high. Even though it's a tam, you pay Nezik Shalom. And if you pay Nezik Shalom, Kefer Shalom Mishalom. You also pay Kefer Shalom. Bishleim Elu Ula point to Ula that says that is Keren. Because Keren makes no difference because you're paying it's a chatzar hanizik and it's a Shimon's property and you pay koi for shalom. But l'cheder according to Shmuel saying it's like any other time you pay half a nezik and if you hold you pay half a koi for my idiot avi benoy fil achadam as if it's the father of the son. If it's the father of the son, it's like chatzar hanizik because they have a right to be in Shimon's property. Had it been a fremd person in Shimon's property, it's not chatzar hanizik, and you don't pay the nezik shalom, you pay half a nezik. But if you learn that it's talking about only you're paying chatzar nezik, then why does it have to be dafka father or son who's inside the boat? Says the Gemara, you're right, it doesn't have to be. But uchim isn't. Why would a fremd generally be in this guy's property? It must be a father or son. Then the Mishnah said, "Vimhechten b'shus Baal Chatzer Chayev." He brought permission. Then the Baal Chatzer is responsible. Itmar the Machlekes Tanakama and the Rebbe quoted the bottom that you're totally responsible because the Rebbe only if you spelled it out. Itmar we learned the Rav Hilchasa Ketanakama, the Alok Ketanakama, Shmuel Amar Hilchasa Kerebi. Tanah Rabban we learn. It says in the Braise, Knois Sharcha, bring in your Shari, Vishamra, but you take care of it. He's if the animal caused damage, Chayiv, then the owner, then Reuven, the owner of the animal, is Chayiv. Huza gave Reuven's animal, the owner of the animal, got hurt, potter, because Shimon told Reuven, you can bring animal in, but you're responsible. Well, if he says to him, Knois Sharcha, Shimon says to Reuven, bring your animal in, Vani Eshmerenu, I will take care of it. Then who's a chayiv? If Reuven's animal got hurt, then Shimon is chayiv, and he's potter. If Reuven's animal caused damage, Shimon's potter because he took responsibility. Now we have a stidah. The beginning sounds like the only time I'm that I'm not responsible if I told you clearly you take care of it. If I would have said nothing, then I would be responsible. In the safe, it says the only time I'm responsible is if I clearly said I take responsibility, which means if I don't say that, I'm not responsible. So which one is it? Is Abu Rabban or Rebbe? Hagu v'kasha. Amri, you started saying Kanoi Sharcha v'Shamra, I'll take responsibility and you take care of it. He's a chayiv with a potter. Time of the reason is Amalei Shamra. You take care of the chayiv balashoy, potter balachotze. Hostam a chayiv balachotze, potter balashoy. If it's not mekabel and drusa, you can watch it. Amos safe, look at safe for Kanoi Sharcha v'Ani Yeshmerenu. Bring the shayin, I'll watch it. Who's the chayiv? He's a potter. Time of the reason is Amalei v'Ani Yeshmerenu. Who's the chayiv balachotze, potter balashoy? Hostam a stam chayiv balashoy, potter balachotze. The bestam a stam loy mekabel and drusa. As the Rebbe, it only follows going to Rebbe. The Amru says achi kabel and drusa. The only time you're responsible is if you take physically, you take you verbally, you take upon yourself the shmirah. Balabai's Mishmah, so Madazach. So Reisha, the beginning of the Braise, it seems like Rabbanan, that even if you don't spell it out automatically, you take responsibility, unless you clearly stipulate, I am not, you take responsibility. And Sefer follows the Rebbe, it says the only time that the Balabas takes responsibility of the Chatzin is if he says so clearly. Omer Abloh Tavri, you're right. Misha, Shonazu, Loshonazu. It's two parts of the Mishnah. However, Rabba Marav says, Kul Rabbanan, he eats all the Rabbanan, he. I have told the Rabbanan, how come the Sefer says only if he said clearly, I'll take responsibility. If you don't say it, I did the Nosif Reisha Shamra telling the Sefer Anishmanenu. Since the Reisha says you take care of it, so the Sefer says I'll take care of it, but it doesn't necessarily mean I will take care of it. Even if he doesn't say it, it's still good enough. Rapapa says Kula Rebbe. Rapapa said it's all Rebbe. The Sovel of Rab Tarfon, of course, it's all Rebbe, and he holds like Rab Tarfon, the Amr, who says, Keren b'chotzer ha-nizik, according to Rab Tarfon, if the Keren in the Shusar Abim is one thing, but in the private domain of somebody else, Nezik Shalom Mishalom. And Nezik Shalom Mishalom. So when the Sefer of this Braisa says that the Balabas says, I will take responsibility, is Dafka. The only time that the Shimon, the owner of the courtyard, is responsible is if he clearly says, I will take responsibility. So how come the Reisha says, you take care of it? Because in the Reisha, there's a difference if you say to him, you take care of it, or I didn't say that. Either case, according to the Rebbe, you're not responsible. So what? Hichach omalei, but I'm still, if I gave you permission, even though I don't take responsibility, if I give you permission, what does it mean? I'm allowing you to have part of the field. There's a difference if I give you part of the field, whether if I say I'll take responsibility, if I just say you can have part of the field. Whether we're considered chatzar hashemin or chatzar shutfin or chatzar, or it's completely yours, chatzar nizik. Here, therefore. If he tells him, you take care of it, what am I saying? I'm giving permission, but I say, it's your responsibility, which means I'm not even giving you exclusive use of any part of the chatzar. So what are we, sachakel? So whose chatzar is it? It's still my chatzar. I'm allowing you to bring it in, but you're responsible. So in other words, I'm saying, whose chatzar is still mine? Even while you're there, it's still my chatzar. So if your animal causes damage, it's a keren b'chatzar hanizik. And therefore, you pay nezek shalom. So when it says in the Reisha, you pay nezek shalom. But what happens, Stam, if I didn't say you take responsibility, then I give permission, as if I'm saying that you can have that section of the chatzar. So it's no longer, as when your animal causes damage, even though you're responsible, it's no longer chatzar on nezek, so you're only going to pay half a nezek. That's the difference between whether I tell you take care of it or if I don't say anything. But either case, the Baal HaChatzar is not responsible. The difference is it considered chatzar on nezek or is it considered chatzar the mazik? If he didn't tell him, by the way, you take care of it, it's as if I'm allowing you space in the chatzah, it's your space. Therefore, it's no longer chatzah nizik. You cause damage, you only pay chatzah nizik. It's a chatzah partners. The keren, the chatzah shutfin, and mishalim al chatzin and half a nizik. Mishnah. Shoyr shohayim eskabin lechaveidoi. we had before, Machlekes, if one person wants to kill another person, Reuven wants to kill Shimon and kills Levi instead. So we had a Machlekes of Shimon and Chachamim, whether you're responsible, according to Chachamim, you're chayv because you wanted to murder, and according to Shimon, you are potter because it's v'or of log. You have to prepare, you know, you have to ambush that person, you have to know what you're doing. By animal as well, we have a Mahir Machlek. Shoy miskabla chaveda. Shoy wanted to kill, let's say, another Shoy. The Hikazish is totally unintentional. By an animal, unintentional, is in a way, is potter. Now, what happened was the Yotzi Yiladeh, she miscarried. Potter mid Mevlodis. You don't have to pay for Mevlodis. Now, even if the animal were to try to kill the mother and kill the Volodas, an animal is putter because we have a Pasek Bala Sharnoki. If you remember, we use the Bala Sharnoki for a number of drushes. And one of them is the putter from Kaifer, and one of them is the animals that pay Kaifer, and one of them, what Rabbi Yossi actually said, is the putter that made Volodas. But here, that's irrelevant. We're just talking about it as well. If the animal had in mind one animal and killed the woman, and the miscarried woman is putter, because unintentional. However, if one man intended to hit his friend and instead hit the woman, the yotzei she miscarried, the man has to pay mevlodes. Kate said, "Mishal mevlodes, how do you work out the value of the babies, the fetus? Is shamin esaishi? Look at the woman. If she's sold in the slave market, how much is a pregnant woman worth?" And how much is a woman once she gave birth? The same woman. Now, but look at the kids. Look at the woman. Look at the kids. It'll be worth a lot more money. Look at the woman, because you heard her. She's a pregnant woman. So what you heard is a pregnant woman. How much is a pregnant woman worth more than a non-pregnant woman?
What would the value be more than the potential of the child?
No, because it's not real. Once the child is real, you talk about a child. It's a much more value. You value a situation.
Why would it be valued more than a?
Because she's about to give birth to children. So therefore, it's worth more than a stammer woman doesn't have any children yet.
Because
but while still in the mother's womb.
Yeah.
So the prices are different. Like we had yesterday, a field, if you ruin one particular patch of a field, you don't just look at that one patch, you look how much is this field worth with a patch or without the patch. And it's anyway, a pregnant animal, we said yesterday. How do you value a pregnant animal? The vlad of the animal, not the vlad. You look a pregnant animal, how much is worth versus non-pregnant animal. Or a branch of a tree. You don't look at the branch, you look at a tree with minus over the branch. Well, that thing you want to say later for Ket. Well, that thing you want to say for
Ket.
What Moshe just said is we're still going to see the other way. There's an opinion that says for Ket, that a pregnant woman is worth less than a non-pregnant woman, which is a risk.
I'm saying a pregnant woman is not the same value as a woman with a child. A woman child, the child has been delivered. It's viable.
Okay.
Whereas a pregnant woman may not deliver.
Okay, so that's what I
if so, Misha Isha, if you're going to assess the woman, a pregnant woman versus a non-pregnant woman, I think a non-pregnant woman is worth more than a pregnant woman. He won't cost anything. Im Kane, and this is more explaining, but I just told you now, I'm going to explain later, that's what he's saying. Mishisha Yeled is Mishbachas, Faket. You know why? Because a pregnant woman might die. And as Taisa says in Ksuvah, that women generally live less than men did because many women died while giving childbirth. So, Allah, Shaminis Avladas Kamen Yafim. We look at the children themselves, what's their value, and that's how we value. But look at the woman. And who do you give it to now? You give it to Labal. This is the only thing, everything else is the woman's entitled to. When it comes to the children, the value of the children that goes to the husband, it has a consequence of the husband. The main Labal of the husband doesn't go to her or to her Yashim. Noisin Le Yashav. We had this in Gemara before. It goes to his Yashim from that Pasuk. Hoysa Shivcha Vinishtachram.
She's a brother. She's a sister. And we had that whole sugya before. Yeah.
Even if she's married,
Yeah. Oigiatus, if she has no family, no husband, nothing, no yoshim, potter it's hefker because the guy who owns the money, he's the first person who's claimed it. Think tomorrow.